5BT
100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB, and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
God, an everlasting God, an eternal God. You look down upon your people under what we call the dispensation of grace of this church age. You sanction, declared, and decreed all the things that we will do in this life and all the things that we ought to know. So now, Lord God, we pray by your power, your eternal grace, and your blessing that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us, those that are watching by television or internet, and those of you that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of the Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus the Christ. What a great time it is as we come to the culmination of yet another year as we continue to celebrate this man called Jesus. If you have your Bibles with you today, there's a word from the Lord. Could you flip one back? 14:5. Chapter 14 of John, verses 5 and 6. You knew I was going to do that, didn't you? Thank you. Where we find these words which are recorded, Thomas said unto the Lord, "We know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Thank you. You may be seated. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father, but by me. I want to use for our topic this morning, the Waymaker. The is an definitive article which implies that we're about to get into something so powerful, so unique, so extraordinary, that it takes the power of the Holy Spirit to empower us to share a word under what we call the dispensation of grace or the church age for any of us to understand and comprehend what God is up to. If you've been in the church for some 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, you ought to know something about salvation. Amen. And what God is doing within our life, through our life, and for our lives. And so this morning, we thought about this topic from a perspective, but we really wanted to speak on something that Job did, and the Lord said, it's not time for you to talk about Job, it's time for you to talk about the Lord. So he said, go back and finish up those seven I am's that you started, because you need to complete the work, complete the task that I have sanctioned, declared, and decreed for you to do so the church can develop and grow. And so the Lord is speaking parenthetically to the hearts of believers. I'm using words that I've never used before since college, but some reason they're all coming back to me. But the Lord is simply saying we need to grow as believers and get from first base there to second and third. Because the Lord is simply saying, if I'm going to bring you home, I need you to know something about your relationship with me. And as believers, we ought to have a relationship with our way maker. So in the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, many of you have heard me preach this for funeral services, but it's more than a funeral service. It's acclamations about what Christ is doing, because he was talking to his disciples concerning something very important. In the 14th chapter of John, we see Jesus confront or conformed and talk to his disciples concerning going away. Now, we are told this whole chapter is centered on the promise that Christ is the one who gives the believer comfort, not only in his future return, but also in the presence with the ministry of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will become active and is active in our life so that we can have all the things that we need internally so that we will be better stewards of handling God's word and having a relationship with one another. For there is comfort in knowing also that we have salvation in the person of Jesus Christ. You don't have to worry about where your eternal destiny is, because Christ has already provided for your eternal resting place. And your eternal resting place have been centered in him for us to live with him forever, because he has provided the resources for us to get there through the completed work that he has accomplished for us. So the ministry of Jesus Christ is critical, serious, powerful, extraordinary in the life of every single believer. And when we think about what Christ has done, not only does it do something for the believer, but his opportunity for those who do not have a relationship with him to try to learn about this man. Sister Mathis mentioned a great commission, and that was inclusive, trying to get all who come into the covenant agreement that the Lord had for us. He ain't trying to judge us. He's trying to save us. So my brothers and sisters, it's critical in the life of every believer. Critical because without Jesus, there would be no salvation. Without Jesus, we would be all lost, because all have sinned and come short of the glory. If we did not have Jesus, we would not be saved, because Christ came and paid the price so that all of us could be saved. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit had a magnificent plan, and that plan was called salvation, so that each one of us would have the opportunity to live eternally with him. Now, here's one thing. You're either going to live eternally with him, or you'll live eternally separated from him. What do you want to do?
If he has already made the provision for you to live eternally with him in joy, peace, and harmony, why in the world would you want to live away from him in pain, suffering, and torment? Any tormentors in the house? What the Lord is doing is saving us from ourselves. My brothers and sisters, so the definitive question we propose this morning is, are you saved? And if you're not, why? Because if the provisions have been made for you, all you have to do is accept the plan of salvation. My brothers and sisters, it is essential, important, necessary to reflect on what salvation truly means and how it transforms our life. Transformation, change, making you something different from what you have been, causing you not to act the way you used to act, causing you to live differently according to the precept and the concept that the Lord has established for us. Am I in your neighborhood? Because not always are we acting the way the Lord wants us to act. Not always are we speaking the way he wants us to speak. And not always are we treating one another the way we need to be treated. Transformation is a complete change in the way you are to the way he desired for you to be. Anybody being transformed? Salvation is not just a future hope, but a present reality that brings peace and assurance to us. You ought to know by now where you are headed, because you have been saved by the grace, the compassion, and the love of God through his son, Jesus Christ. If you say you don't know, I want to ask you the question, why don't you know? If you've been under sound biblical doctrine and sound biblical teaching, you ought to know for certain where you're headed. And the reason some of us don't know is because the enemy is messing with your head, telling you that you've done stuff that you are not worthy to enter into the kingdom. And I say to him, the devil is a lie. Because the only one that cannot be saved are all those fallen angels and all those who deny who he is. And so the enemy's sole objective is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He want to kill you, steal your joy, and destroy your relationship with God. That's what he's up to. And he's doing a pretty good job on it right this very moment. He's working against the plan that he know he cannot get. I'm fighting with the enemy. My brothers and sisters, salvation is not just a future hope, but it is a present reality to bring peace and assurance to us. When we accept Christ, we invite him into a personal relationship that continually guides, strengthens, and conforms us no matter where we are. And Jesus answered the disciples' question when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I have shared so many times that you ought to know who this I am is. Who is I am? Jesus said, I am. In the book of Exodus, he said, I am that I am. When we think about it, he told Moses that when they ask you, who am I? Tell them, I am that I am. And when he said that, he is called Yahweh. He is called Elohim. He is called Adonai, which is the Lord God Almighty. He is called Jehovah. We wrestle with that because some denominations say we're Jehovah Witnesses, and they're just using his name, but their doctrine can, let me leave that alone. Because it ain't about our doctrine, it's about our relationship. And so the Lord ain't interested in your denomination nor your religious authority. He's interested in our.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits. Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.